live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Acca Fine Art, a new online and event holding gallery, launched this week with an exciting aim of raising money for charity while being a top contemporary art gallery. And I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Emily Bradfield from the local mental health charity Arts and Minds, Ali Porter from Conserve Paintings, and Kevin Youngman from Wildwood Gallery. Firstly, if I come to you, Ali and Kevin, where did this idea first come about and what's your background? Could you talk about that first, Ali?
Yes, I'm a painting conservator and have been for 25 years and have a long history of education in the arts and went to art school myself. So I suppose there's always been that love and passion for art. And then Kevin, we met about a year ago. He's a framer and gallery owner and we both share a lot of interest, but artists mainly, and their creativity has been a big subject for us.
And what about yourself, Kevin?
I've been running Wildwood Gallery for 19 years in Bury St Edmunds. And then about 2 years ago, we had a painting in restoration and I phoned up Ali to see if she could give us a quotation. And then a year later, when we were reopening our gallery in Bury St Edmunds, we had a gap from being in Bury for about 8 years. I phoned Ali back up again and asked her if she'd be interested in supplying the restoration services for our business in Bury. And then over the past year, we've got to know each other better. And like Ali said, we've talked about art and different ideas. And there was a particular artist that Ali is a big fan of, which is Peter Denmark, who sadly passed away in 2014. And she was very enthusiastic about Peter's work and also said that she'd like to have run a gallery of her own at some point. So she took me over to Littleport to see Peter's work. His wife has still got a massive collection of work. And having seen the work and saw how great it was, we came up with the idea about selling Peter's work. And from selling Peter's work, it then got to selling other people's work. And gradually it grew, especially over lockdown, it sort of grew to where it is today. And then we thought we'd have a fundraiser once a year. And then I sort of come up with, why don't we have every sale go towards a charity? So then we started to talk about charities, and Ali was quite insistent that it had to go to mental health charities, which I agree with. I mean, you know, we all suffer from those sort of things from time to time. And then I was sort of looking at different charities to support. I wanted it to be arts connected, because through my picture framing business, we've dealt with arts charities before. We've dealt with paintings and hospitals in London. We deal with the charity Great Ormond Street Hospital. I'd always known and been aware that it was important to try to support an arts charity that helped mental health. Just by solely searching and researching, we've come across Arts and Minds. So we wrote to Emily and asked if she would be interested in our support. And she said yes. So that's really how we come to where we are today.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely story. And what a great way to have a collaboration that you all feel so strongly about it. Now, Emily, for those people that don't know, could you just give us a little bit of background of Arts and Minds?
Yes, of course. I think it's about coming up for a year since we last spoke. So Arts and Minds is a Cambridgeshire-based arts and mental health charity, and we deliver a range of creative programmes to support positive mental health of individuals and communities. So we've been operating since 2008, and we deliver and are most well known for our Arts on Prescription programme, which is a form of social prescribing where participants are referred to the programme by their GP as an alternative to medication for supporting depression and anxiety. We also have a pottery group for younger people with dementia and their carers, and Michael House Singers, which is a choir to support positive mental health. And then last year in January, we launched a creative cafe, which is open to the wider community, again supporting positive mental health through social connection and creativity.
So this is a perfect match then?
It's a perfect match, yes. I was absolutely delighted when I saw the email popping into my inbox from Kevin's saying, would we be interested? And as you say, the answer was, of course, yes, we'd love to be involved with you.
So could you give us examples of the artists that are going to be involved?
We've decided upon a broad range of artists, both that we know and feel are really talented and skilled. And originally we selected about three or four artists, and then it grew to five or six. and we're daily looking at more artists to acquire for ACCA, and depending on their work, but we're really interested in innovative work which is strong and highly visual. And Kevin has a core group of artists that he's worked with over the years that fit that mould as well, very well.
Like Ali said, we've got a core group of artists. We've got 15 artists that we are working with. We've either worked with himself or who Ali knew. So Peter's work is kind of like centre to what we're doing, and that's abstract work. And then from that, we've built out to a range of artists that are quite young. Some are almost, I mean, I say street, but I might not be using the right term, to quite traditional art. We've got artists at one end like Lilius August and Eileen Hogan, who are quite respected and have been artists for many years. I mean, Eileen Hogan is professor of art at a couple of rather large universities in London. And then we've got artists at the other end. We've got Mr. Penfold, who's a local Cambridge artist. And then we've got artists in between who are just starting in their career, like Louise Chapman, who is a Suffolk artist. And then we've got Charlotte Cornish, who is a respected, a well-established Cambridge artist. So we've got a broad range of artists, which are 15 at the moment. And like Ali says, we will continue to look for other artists to build that.
And how will this work? Where can people find the art? Are you going to do pop-up events or is it all online?
We're online 365 days a year at accafineart.co.uk or akafineart.co.uk. And then we're arranging four events. Well, we want to do four events in future years, but this year we're going to limit ourselves to just three events because obviously the situation we all find ourselves. So we're planning to show at Art Fair East in Norwich. Then we're going to have a kind of a party event at Horningsea Pavilion Village Hall at the end of June.
Well, that'll be a good one for everyone around, won't it?
That's going to be the first individual ACCA event because it's just us. And then our kind of our big event is going to be our fundraiser for Arts and Minds, which is at the Claw Learning Centre at Kettles Yard at the beginning of October. Now, that is like a showcase event, and that totally is for Arts and Minds. Go to our website and look at our events. You will see that two events are just events which are just ACCA orientated. But the one at Kettles Yard is solely for Arts and Minds, and we want that to be working with them to be a showcase event.
That's great. And you said it's just akafineart.co.uk.
Yes, that's right, yes.
That's lovely. Emily, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're obviously absolutely delighted and really excited about the fundraising event in October at Kettles Yard, who we're really keen to develop relationships with as a charity as well. So it's great to have that fundraising event opportunity. I guess the other thing just to say is that we're currently going through our strategic review as a charity, which we're putting out to wider consultation. So people have been sending in their feedback about what they like about Arts and Minds, what we could improve so that our Board of Trustees can develop our three-year strategy. And as part of that strategic review, we're reviewing our fundraising strategy and looking at diversifying our income streams. So obviously ACCA is becoming part of that strategy. We're also developing other initiatives that we hope to bring in a more diverse income to the charity. One of those is a program called Creative Break, where we're taking our creative programs into workplaces to support staff well-being. And we've done a pilot session so far, and we're in the process of developing that program further. And you can find information about that on our website, which is artsandminds.org.uk.
Some lovely programs going on there. It's such interesting collaboration, and when you think about it, you think, why hasn't this been done before? So it's really, really something that's going to make so much difference. So thank you all for that.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
I hope so.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.